Hello everyone, welcome to the Anchor Series. I'm your host Pamela. How are you doing? I hope you are doing fine. I hope you are staying strong. I hope you are staying safe. Yes, I know things has been happening, like things has not been going well, and there have been a lot of things going on recently. But please just try and stay away from social media if you feel like is getting so deep into you and you can't control yourself and all these things. So please try your best and take care of yourself. Stay safe. Please stay safe. Yes, I want to share something that happened today, an experience I had today. So since all this protest stuff started, I've been thinking, what's really happening? Like, what's wrong with Nigeria now? Nigeria is burning. Like, if you're going to stay somewhere and be looking, you'll see this fire and all these things. But yesterday, I felt somehow, like yesterday, when I was seeing the things happening, it was not really hitting me like that. It was today that I woke up and I just didn't know how I was feeling, but I felt so much pain. I had to think, what's really happening? A lot of killings, like yesterday, things were just happening. But I'm not here to start talking about those things or start reminding us of all those things that have happened and maybe things that will still happen, but I'm not praying for all those things. But today, in the morning, I tried praying, and when I was praying, I didn't know when I started crying, and I was just talking to God, and I told him, what if it was me? I didn't know why I said that, but I asked, what if it was me? And today, this evening, I removed my SIM card, because I needed to stay away for some hours before coming on again. And then I had to do some things before coming online. So when I was praying, I was asking God, what do you want us to do? What should we do? See, forget, nobody, I'm going to tell you the truth, but nobody is safe. I'm in Anambra. And Anambra seems to be so calm. It's just like nothing is happening. Just Anambra is another part of another country on its own. But then, if you think about it, you see that we are not safe. And when I was telling God, he told me something. You are safe. It's like in the physical distance that they are seeing it, it looks like you are not safe. But he's protecting us. He said we are going to hide under the shadow of the Almighty. He's protecting us. So he told me that we are all safe. Nothing is going to happen to us. It might look like you are not safe, because physically, looking at things that are happening, the police that we thought that should be our friend is the ones even killing us or doing a lot of things to us. But believe me, we are safe. Why? Because God is protecting us. And when I was praying, something happened. This is the first time I've ever been angry in the spirit. I'm telling you the truth, because I could not control myself at some point. When I called this name, I may sound somehow, but I'm just coming out from where I went to pray. When I called this name, Jesus, I didn't know what happened to me. I didn't know. I was not, how will I put it? I couldn't control myself, because I felt someone took over. And that was when he told me, at the mention of my name, every knee shall bow. You cannot mention this name and still remain the same. I mentioned his name and something else happened. I felt like I was going, I don't even know how to explain it, but I could not control myself that moment I was praying. He said, at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. There is no way I will mention God's name. There is no way I will mention that name, Jesus, and people will not go down. And I was still praying. I was like, I'm telling you, I could not get myself. Like, anybody that entered the place I was praying, I was like, leave this, like, close the door and leave this place now, because I didn't want anyone to just distract or disturb me. So as I was still praying, I told him, Jesus. That was when I was still asking him, what should we do? And he now said, mention my name. That was when I mentioned his name. And it hit me again. I had to tell him, Jesus, all Nigeria have is you. See, forget the gun or everything you are planning to come out with or anything. No peaceful protest again, blah, blah, blah. See, Jesus is all Nigeria have now. And we have to say it. That's just it. It's very simple. It's just say that name. Jesus, all I have is you. All Nigeria have is you. We have nowhere to go to. You are there. You are just the one we have now. When I said that, when I said, Jesus, all I have is you, all Nigeria have is you, I just knew that if we can say the same, believe me, things will get better. Believe me, all these things will stop. There is no way the enemy will be here and you call that name and he'll still be looking at you. That name is just so mighty. Like, whenever I mention it, something just happens. That's why I had to share this thing. I thought of it, how will I share this? And he reminded me, you have a podcast, share this thing there, because when people listen to it, they should know that all they have is me. And if you are listening to this now, and you have gotten to this point, and you have listened to this point, I just need you to say, Jesus, all I have is you. Jesus, all Nigeria have is you and no one else. Even if men fail me, even if the government fail me, even those I call my friend fails me, even though everyone fails me, Lord, you won't, because all I have is you. If you have gotten to this point, you have listened to this point, this is just what I want you to do. And don't just end there. Tell others to say the same. Jesus, all Nigeria have is you. All I have is you. Please, just tell him that. Just tell him. Tell him that you just need him. Nigeria needs him. We can't fight this battle alone. We can't fight this battle on our own. With our strength, we can't. But someone has something. You have a big God. You have... This God is so big and he's living inside of you. Like, come on. The devil cannot... These people, they cannot do anything to me. So I just need you to say, Jesus, all I have is you. All Nigeria have is you. Please. And don't forget to tell other people to say the same. Thank you for listening again. Thank you.